you. I mean, you're not gonna be surprised about who it is. At least you shouldn't be.
Boss. I saw a tweet that someone was like, they hope that he's in season
was
two of
also
The
thinking
Bad
that one.
Batch.
That was probably me retweeting
Also, the Thrawn and Eli picture is everything to me.
it. I also really like this one of Hayden and Natalie Portman. Hayden just. I need Natalie Portman and Hayden to like take a picture together. I need them to acknowledge each other's
Just a
existence.
picture. They could be like
Yeah.
standing like 15 feet away from each other, but as long as they're in
Yeah.
the picture together, that's
I
all that
know. I
matters.
also love this picture of Anakin that my friend sent me. I'm like, I feel
He always looks like that.
He's just like
He's like
we're just
contemplating his
like,
life
it's the
choices.
same. It's the same.
But Anakin Skywalker contemplating his life choices is
Yeah.
basically what Star Wars is.
Really is. Oh my god. And then I decided that I hate myself and I'm just rereading it now. Because this is what we do for Valentine's Day. We reread our favorite Star Wars love stories. Yeah.
And yours happens to be Dark Disciple.
It's either that or Lost Stars, and neither of them end well.
I haven't read either of those yet, and I bought two more Star Wars books today, and they were like the newer High Republic ones, but I still have to get like the young child ones. I
The
don't
middle
have
grade ones?
yeah, I don't have
Oh.
those yet because I know that like those are important. I have to read, but I'm still
They're so good.
reading. I'm still reading Greater Good in the Thrawn Ascendancy.
I mean,
I'm like halfway done with that book, and
I'm
I still have
wait.
Lesser Evil, so.
Oh my god. I'm waiting for the Thrawn Treason audiobook to be available at the library.
Because I
So
know
I can
you
finish that.
I know you want me to read High Republic so bad, but I'm just
Yeah.
and like you're reading books so quick. Like I keep seeing you posting about like how quick you're reading books. I'm like,
Audiobooks, bestie.
but
My brain's actually letting me focus long enough to actually read an audiobook for once. It's new. I'm trying to like read as much as I can because I know it's not gonna last forever and like my reader's high is gonna my brain's gonna be like, "No, we're done reading now."
it's hard for me. I used to be able to read so like and like I remember when I was in like fourth grade and I read the first Twilight book in like a week and I was so proud of myself because it was a big book. I was so proud. And now I'm like I can barely read a Star Wars book.
I read the entirety of Harry Potter in 1 month in eighth grade.
See, that's the energy I need again cuz I would have
I don't know how I did that.
Finished the Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy. I would have finished High Republic by now if I had that energy, but here we are.
Audiobooks are my saving grace at this point. I also listen to audiobooks like on my commute to work, which is like a half hour or two. Like, so I'm in the car for like an hour, so I get like
See,
so.
audiobooks are so hard because like they kind of remind me of like a podcast, and like even like when I have a podcast on and I'm doing something else, I end up not focusing on the podcast, and so I will not be able to focus on an audiobook because I know my brain will just start going somewhere else.
I'm just so neurodivergent that my brain's like, ooh, input, ooh, I'm driving, and I can focus on this audiobook at the same time. Let's go.
I like can't focus. My brain just gets so distracted.
I color. I have a coloring app. When I listen to my audiobooks, I'll turn my audiobooks on and color.
See, that would even distract me too, because I just start like daydreaming and thinking about other. Listen, I daydream way too often.
Oh, I do too. That's also getting good. Like, well, I have to focus my audiobook because, like, I remember when I was trying to read Midnight Horizon. It took me like forever to read it because my brain would not want to focus, and I'm like, no, you need to focus so I can fit. But you know, wait, where's Ventress? Oh, here. I do have my girlfriend with me though. I
There
stole
she
Corlan
is.
Voss's girlfriend.
As you should.
She's
Kels
mine
stole Quinlan Vos's girlfriend. That's her name. Not Ventress, Quinlan Vos's girlfriend. Actually, it should be the other way around.
it is the other way around. That's Ventress's boyfriend. He runs around proclaiming that.
Kels stands Ventress's boyfriend.
I do stand Ventress's boyfriend.
Chalice is obsessed with Ventress's boyfriend.
I just want to see him again.
I mean, I feel like it's possible because they left his story so well. I didn't read Dark Disciple, so based off of just what I see in general, like, they confirm that he's alive and around, so, like, why wouldn't they use him?
He survived Order 66. See, I'm on the train that either Boba Fett saved Grogu from the temple or Quinlan Vos saved him from the temple. Quinlan Vos saved Grogu.
Ventress's boyfriend saved Grogu. Oh my god. Well, I'm sure Kels has already catched on by now that I've been recording for 6 minutes.
Oh boy, I don't even know when you started. What was I talking about 6 minutes ago? Who knows?
I don't remember. That's the beauty of it all. Hi, my name's Becca, and my pronouns are she, her, and my favorite Star Wars ship is, well, listen, it's Thronto and Calizeb and Kanan and Hera and and a lot, but, like, those three are probably, like, well, there's so many. Like, every Rogue One ship, like, all the main ones, like, all, like, the main Rogue All One ships, like, the two main ones, throw those in there. There's so many. They're all so great and wonderful. Oh, wait. Finpo. Them too.
Wait, who? You like, wait, I heard you went out. What was the last one?
Finpo.
Oh, yes. Solid.
Okay.
Solid list.
I, like, forgot Star Wars ships. Like, they just all left my brain.
That's all I think about it. Are you kidding? Hi, I'm Kels. My pronouns are she, they. And my favorite Star Wars ship, well, the biggest one is Annie Dalla, because I've been obsessed with them since I was 9 years old. Yes, I know they're toxic, and I don't care. They start out cute in Attack of the Clones, and that's all that matters. I also really love the firebrands. If you listen to my solo episode, I talked a lot about the firebrands and how I'm so mad, not mad, so happy that we have a canon threesome in the freaking Star Wars. Like, it happened. And then obviously I love Ventress and her boyfriend, and I love Thane and Sianna from Lost Stars. They're pretty great. Those are my top. Also, obviously Thronto, but yeah.
Obviously Thronto.
Obviously Thronto. Thronto.
And, Arlani with me.
I will steal Ventress. She's also, yeah.
Kelson Ventress.
Yeah. She kicked my ass, but I don't care.
Listen, I think those two ships specifically, me and Arlani and Kelson Ventress, those two are the best Star Wars ships, I think.
I agree. Ventress would just absolutely demolish me, because she actively demolishes Quinlan Vos several times in the book, and it's Quinlan just trying to be like, I'm doing fine. She's just beating him up, but, you know, so I'm like, I wouldn't stand a chance. She'd punch me and I'd be out.
Honestly, good for her.
It really is good for her. She wears the pants in the relationship. She really does.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's so many books I have to read.
I mean, same. And I've even read more than you. How overwhelmed do you feel?
Like, there's so, I'm like, oh, I'm so behind.
Yeah, I am too. I probably should, like, make a list of everything I've read, and then have to figure out everything else that I have to read after that. It's a lot. And then there's like 10 more books coming out this year alone. We've already had like 3, and then there's 10 more.
No, there's no way. I'm not even gonna buy them until I'm caught up, because I keep buying more books and not reading them. I need to be cut off.
Five more.
I'm not reading them. I'm not gonna read them. I'm not touching them. I'm not gonna look at them.
I've already made one of those books my entire personality, so I have no choice but to buy it. But, you know. If people don't know what that book is yet, they clearly don't pay attention to me.
Don't mention it. Don't say anything. They have to figure it out for themselves.
Figure out what book I'm talking about and why it's going to be my Joker when it comes
We've
out.
We've talked about it in a previous episode.
I've talked about it in several episodes.
So go find... So listen to our other episodes to find out.
The way that Claire and Sage act in Fulcrum Pod about Midnight Horizon, that's going to be me about this book. When it comes out, it will be my Midnight Horizon.
God. I need to catch up on the book so I can be more... I'm like, not excited about them, but because I'm so behind, I'm like, I can't even focus on the energy of a new book coming out because I'm still reading, literally, the Thrawn Ascendancy trilogy.
I mean, if it makes you feel better, I started the Thrawn trilogy in April last year, and I'm still not done.
You know, that's actually, you know, me taking a long time with, like, the High Republic, aka I've only read one book so far, and you not even near being done with Thrawn's canon books, is, you know, it feels right. It feels right. I feel like we both feel seen, because we can't judge the other one. Speaking of Thrawn, Thrawnto's a great ship. And I think we should discuss it.
I agree.
Because you showed a picture of them. And I have the first Thrawn comic.
I did.
And I was flipping through it the other day, just out of boredom. And I looked at the picture that you showed, and I screeched, because I love that picture. Thrawn. He looks so good in that picture. It's ridiculous.
My one problem with the picture, though.
His shoes.
They're wearing shoes on a bed. And I'm like...
Yeah, that's kind of disrespectful. See, that's why they're perfect for each other, because they're fucking stupid. They're dumb.
I also love that Thrawn's, like, bottom bunk is mine. I'm the tall alien, but I get the bottom bunk.
Thrawn. I love him.
And they were bunkmates. The more I look at this photo, how does Eli get on the top bunk? There's no ladder.
Thrawn lifts him up and puts him on the top bunk. Oh my god, and then Eli gets embarrassed and he's like, Thrawn, you're being fucking annoying. Because it's literally what Eli's doing in the whole first book. He's literally Thrawn.
He's just complaining.
Thrawn, you're being annoying. Thrawn, you're causing drama. Thrawn, you don't know what you're talking about. Thrawn,
shut up.
Literally, that's literally... Thrawn. It's funny, because, like, and then every time, like, usually 9 times out of 10, like, Thrawn proves Eli wrong and everyone wrong, because Thrawn is literally one of the best characters in Star Wars. And I think it's funny, and I love that, like, Thrawn, like, is so oblivious to everything. He just wants to be, like, protective of Eli. He's like, oh, I'm gonna help you get promoted. Oh, well, you want me to be an admiral so I can help you? Okay, I'll do it. Like, yeah, imagine wanting to be an...
That was super fast.
He wanted to be an admiral.
Just so
because Eli told
him
to. Can
get the job you want.
Eli told him to be an admiral, and guess what he did?
Became an admiral for Eli Bando.
Like, when your boyfriend supports your careers. That's literally what Thrawn's doing.
Look at my boyfriend!
And then Thrawn sends Eli to the Ascendancy. He's like, I like you too much, but you're also great for my people. Bye. You're a distraction.
Yeah. And then he's moody the rest of the time. But then it's okay, because then he adopted another child, and now that child is BFF with Eli.
Eli being a part of the Ascendancy is, well, without putting any spoilers, is amazing. And I love it so much. And when you finally read it, so frustrating. Thrawn and Eli. Frustrating.
Again, now you know how I feel. I am 8 books ahead of you in High Republic. You know how frustrated I feel about that?
Thrawn,
ma'am,
is so frustrating in Treason with Eli, it's, you're like, as a Toronto shipper, you get so stressed and annoyed with him. And, like, I love them so much, and I think that the Thrawn 2017 is literally just a love story, a queer love story, just with some military stuff thrown in.
It is.
But
it is.
Treason?
It is. It's a rom-com.
Treason makes me so, like, it's so good, but it frustrates me so much. And I, all I'll say is that, like, everyone who has read that book, that quote, and I don't even need to say the quote, and they know what I'm talking about. That fucking quote that Thrawn says to Eli. It's so frustrating, and I want to kick him in his blue fucking head. Because he doesn't understand anything ever.
He's autistic and doesn't understand human emotions. It's okay.
He doesn't read the room.
You know what? He's really good at analyzing people, but mm-hmm. cannot read the room for shit. AKA me. Reading a room, what's that?
See, like, I can read,
but I can watch Eli's throat just bob while he talks.
I can read the room, but I can't read people. Like, I always assume that, like, the worst. I'm like, oh, they hate me, and they usually don't. Or, oh, like, same. They're, like, talking shit about me, and they're usually not.
Yeah, I'd say.
I love our brains.
I love that you're speaking about blue men, so I'm just gonna move my lamp so you can see my blue man on the wall. My Marshawn Rowe. You have your blue man, I have my blue man. They need to fight. Who would win? Marshawn Rowe or
Thrawn? Well, I don't know. I have to read more High Republic. You see? But Thrawn is more of a... Thrawn is more of a tactical kind of guy. Thrawn's more, like, Thrawn knows how to fight, but I feel like he's more of a tactical kind of guy. He's not really, like, doing it himself. Like, he...
No, Marshawn's the same way. Like, everyone will do stuff, and, like, all of the Tempest Runners are, like, convinced that they know what they're doing and that they're outsmarting him. And then, like, Marshawn Rowe's just like, ha, psych, I'm actually, like, 3 steps ahead of you this entire time. You're all dumb.
Well, Thrawn might be able to point out, because, like, he might be able to point out, like, weaknesses really quickly, like, physical weaknesses, and, like, just based off of, like, your posture, he could be like, oh, okay, I know where to hit you, because he's like that. He's really smart, and I've also read Fix, and I feel like it's canon.
Marshawn Rowe does have a lightsaber, though, so...
I mean, Thrawn has Ezra Bridger, so he could just borrow Ezra's lightsaber if Thrawn has a lightsaber.
No, I literally thought you were just going to say he's going to throw Ezra at Marshawn.
Well, I think Ezra has a pretty good chance. Like, he's trained with a lightsaber. And he has the Force.
Marshawn Rowe shows up with his lightsaber to fight Thrawn, and Thrawn's like, hold on, let me throw my little child at you.
I can't.
Oh my god. That would happen. He would.
Knowing Ezra, he would definitely, he'd be the one to say, yeah, here's our plan, it's this, and Thrawn's like, are you joking?
Like, that's a terrible plan, we're not doing that.
Well, that's how, like, I feel like Anakin felt about Thrawn in general in Alliances, without spoilers. Anakin's probably like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You know what? Anakin x Thrawn. Let's discuss that.
No, my favorite moment from that book is just the fact that Thrawn, they're in the cantina on Batuu, and there's that gas, and Thrawn just shoves Anakin out of the way and gets on this counter, and Anakin is like, hey, thanks for pushing me out of the way, and Thrawn's like, no, I was just using you to help me get up on the counter.
See, I argue that Alliances is also a rom-com between Thrawn and Anakin, and then Anakin and Padme. It's a love triangle. The Thrawn, Anakin, and Padme.
Okay, no, hold on. Side note, speaking of Anakin, I need to just share with everyone that this week I had E.K. Johnston herself confirm that Anakin is demisexual.
We love to see
it's canon, and it's the only thing I'm gonna talk about now. And yeah, so fanboys can come at me.
Oh my god, did you make a TikTok about it yet?
Not yet, but I will. I've been like planning it, and I'm gonna use her comment to be like, hey, she like confirmed it for me. Go pre-order Queen's Hope, where it might be officially confirmed, but you know. And she also said that Padme's demi, and I'm like, that also tracks.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes
sense. She's bisexual and demi.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
It makes sense. Especially with Anakin.
E.K. Johnston is really just doing things for the queer community. Apparently, Queen's Hope is the gayest book. Apparently, there's like 9 gay characters in it.
See, really hyped. Don't tell me about new Star Wars books, because I am so
behind. We have to read Queen's Shadow, Queen's Hope. No, not Queen's Hope. Queen's Peril. Then Queen's Hope. April Fan!
There's no way I'm going to make... There's too fucking many. Now, if they,
just,
like
want a schedule.
If they came out with, like, a Trilla Siduri book, I would drop everything that I was doing, like, whatever book I was reading at the time, and read that, because I want to learn more about her so bad. She's 13 minutes of cutscenes, and it drives me insane.
See, now you know how I feel about Quinlan Voss. He's in one episode of Clone Wars. Not only is it one, it's the one with the fucking Zero and, like, his girlfriend.
That's so bad.
It's so cursed. So anytime I want to watch Quinlan and content, I have to endure that every single time. Lisa has Cad Bane, and him and Cad Bane just like have a little tussle in midair for some reason.
I am a Cad like, Bane hater. I know that a lot of people are upset about that because of my Cad Bane hate TikToks. But also, like, spoilers ahead just for Book of Boba Fett, by the way.
It's been like a week and a half. Okay, but yeah. If you don't know what happens, I can't help you.
Throwing that out there.
I will say, though, okay, so some people were, like, mad about how he died. I'm like, no, it makes sense. First off, Boba doing it makes sense. I know that we wanted Fennec to do it. But, like, when it goes, like, really comes down to it, him and Boba have the most beef, mm-hmm. and it's been there. And, like, also the whole fact that, like, in Bad Batch earlier this year, well, actually technically last year, but whatever. So, Cad Bane, like, told Hunter, he's just like, once you kill a clone, you, like, figure out them all out, and it's all the same. And, like, and then for him to then be killed by a clone,
yeah.
and not just killed, like, in a bounty hunter clone way, killed, like, with, you know, his staff that he got from the yeah. Tuskens, and that killing him, I was like, what a way to go out.
For real.
I love you, Cad, but that was a great way to go
I out. Thought that scene was perfect, and I, like, everyone's like, why did Cad Bane have to die? Why'd you introduce him to life action when he come off? I'm like, because that's how the story is supposed to end, with Boba Fett killing him. Like, it's just, like, there's the deleted scene of Boba Fett killing him for yeah. the Clone Wars. It was bound to happen. Like, I don't know, and no offense, he looked ugly. I mean, he looked good in the sense that, like, they did a great job with, like, making him look
yeah.
so real.
Yeah, some people said he looked
but
weird.
But Cad Bane has, like, always been ugly.
True, but it's, like, and it's also really funny when people, like, try to, like, be, like, he didn't look exactly like he did in Clone Wars. Like, I always love when people bring up Dooku. I'm like, Dooku doesn't look like...
Dooku doesn't look like that.
No, he doesn't. So I'm like, it's animation. Like, it's not gonna look exactly perfect. Mm-hmm. And he looked good. And I actually liked how he looked in live action. Now, like, the pikes look cooler in animation. Because they have yeah. the cool
they look
thing.
Cooler in
so
animation.
I don't know why the pikes looked like that. But that's fine.
I'm so nervous for live action Thrawn. I really am.
I know.
I
at least Cad Bane did give me a little bit of hope, though, because he didn't look terrible, and he has the red eyes, and, you know, he's blue, so
I
have, like, a little hope.
I just don't, because the whole, like, news thing where, like, people are saying, oh, yeah, Thrawn's gonna be the villain, I'm like, Okay, but he's more than just like a. I know that Reb. Like, if you've only watched Rebels and haven't touched the Thrawn books at all and don't know anything about them, yeah, you're gonna think he's a villain. I thought he was just a villain too. Then I was like, oh, there's these books about this dude. Let me read them. And I'm like, oh, he's more than just like a villain. He's like very complex. Like, a lot of villains are complex, but I don't think he's like. Just like, yeah, he's done bad things and he needs to be held accountable for everything that he's done. He's done terrible things, but he's also like, he's also just like not just a villain. He really isn't. He literally said that he wanted to nurture hope. Like, what villain says they want to nurture hope? Like, I'm sorry, but I don't like the idea of Thrawn just being constantly shown as a villain in like the shows. I really hope the Ahsoka show makes him at least, like, yeah, he can still be the villain, I guess, but, like, make him more complex.
Antagonist. Make him an antagonist, not but, a
like,
villain.
Timothy Zahn was like, I want him and Ezra to, like,
I want
hang
to
out, and, like, he, and hopefully Ezra helps him like, with the ascendancy.
Like, because, like, there's some people who are just like, they can't wait for the Ahsoka show, and I can tell when they only see in Rebels. And they're like, yeah, because then Soga's gonna go save Ezra from Thrawn. I'm like, first off, him and Thrawn are besties now. They're chilling. They're both fine. Like, they're at the Chiss Ascendancy chilling. Ezra and Eli are BFFs. And,
I'm so, like I'm fine. So worried that, like, they're not even gonna touch the Ascendancy. And I'm sorry, but if they're gonna be all the way out in the Unknown Regions, you have to mention the Ascendancy and where Thrawn came from. You have to... Like,
or, if, like, Eli.
Exactly. Like, and I'm worried. I'm worried that they're going to kill him off. A couple of Thrawn fans are worried about that. And that's why I'm, like, I'm really worried they're going to do him so dirty in the Ahsoka show. And he's, like, probably right now, because sometimes my favorite Star Wars characters change. It was Han Solo for a hot sec, then it was Kallus, and then it became Thrawn. And it's been Thrawn and Rey.
Han Solo. That's new.
Wait, what did you say? You cut out.
What? I didn't say anything. What?
All I heard was Han Solo.
Oh, well, I didn't know that Han Solo was ever a favorite character.
Oh, when I first when I first started watching Star Wars, it started with The Mandalorian. I was like, oh, this show's good. I'm gonna watch everything else. And then I was watching like everything else, and I was like, oh, this Han Solo guy, he's it. He's it. And
valid.
And he was like so my valid. He was my himbo of the week, and then it became Kallus, and then it became Thrawn. But Rey is also one of my favorites. I love her so much. She is everything.
Meanwhile, I have just been obsessed with Anakin Skywalker since I was 9 years old.
As you should. Kallus X Anakin. Best ship.
That would be terrible. We're like the same person. We'd murder each other.
I don't think you're capable of murder. I think you need to... I don't think you're capable. I think Anakin would, like, come at you and you just stand there and start, like, laughing and crying at the same time.
I would just laugh at him and be like... I would just make some really bad joke at him. And just... That would make him slice me in half because I would just, like, annoy the hell out of him. Or, like, he would be trying to get, like, he'd be force choking me, and I would just make a joke at him. Like, I would just be like, don't use dark humor as a way of coping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I don't know. I still think Mean Ventress is the best one, though.
Best ship.
As I've literally been fidgeting with my action figure the entire time, because I can't sit still.
Kallus is dating Ventress.
So she's just, like, doing splits right now.
Ventress is a gymnast.
Honestly, she is. My favorite thing, rereading Dark Disciple, not really spoilers, is literally when she does anything, Quinlan's just standing there watching her, and it's just like, she looks stunning. I'm like, me too, bro. I feel you. I also simp for Asajj Ventress. I would leave the Jedi Order for Asajj Ventress. Also, her and Obi-Wan and Quinlan are a polycule. Just saying.
Well, Thrawn, Anakin, and Padme are a polycule, and I think that's something, because I remember, like, during, like, the polycule discourse, during on Star Wars TikTok. Like, I don't remember how long ago that was. I felt like it was during, like, the first quarantine of 2020. And I feel like we should bring it back because I raise you, Thrawn, Padme, and Anakin. Like, I...
No one else is a okay, no one's a polycule. The one thing that makes me, or everyone's always arguing, like, Finn Poe or Finn Rey. I'm like, it's a triangle. That is a triangle.
Oh,
that
I definitely see, like, why people ship Finn and Rey.
I do, too. Like, they're... Yeah, because when Force Awakens first came out, I saw it, and I actually liked it. And, like, I also ship Finn Poe, which is why I kind of just went with the whole polycule route, because I'm like, all three of them. Like, they all three of them work. And sometimes Rose joins them.
I wish Rose got more screen time so that her and Rey could be besties.
Exactly. Apparently there's deleted scenes that, like, has Rose and Rey interacting. Because there was, like, promo images for The Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. Like, that had Rey and Rose together. And that scene wasn't in the movie. And I'm really sad. But, you know... It gave me Babu Frick, so
I think they should put all the deleted scenes for every Star Wars movie and show on Disney Plus, so that we can watch them.
I think they did because someone noticed that they have in the prequels they have all the Phantom Menace and the Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Granted, I also watched the extended versions of all those movies that have deleted scenes in there. So,
well, from what I've seen, The Rise of Skywalker, as someone who admittedly has watched it multiple times because I like it.
As you should.
I don't remember seeing them actually, like, interacting with each other.
Don't think they ever did.
They're kind of just around. Which is sad. And maybe in the same frame, maybe.
And, like, you know that they have to know each other because, like, they're obviously were together on the same planet for, like, a year. So you know that they know each other. It's just weird that they didn't actually physically interact on screen, which was a shame. But, you know... It's fine. I also just realized I spelled Jedi Knight wrong. Okay, so I'm looking at my notes. It's fine.
All right, well, since you're talking about the notes.
Speaking of ships, so it's been 4 years since Jedi Knight aired, which means it's been 4 years since the Kinnera love confession and absolutely nothing else.
Why do you need to bring...
It ended happily after that.
Why do you need to... As a Rebel, like, Rebels is my favorite Star Wars show, and I, like, if you read A New Dawn after watching Rebels, it makes it so much better. It makes Kanan and Hera and their love story, like, a million times better.
I need to confess something. I've read A New Dawn, but, like, I've read so many books that my brain picks and chooses what it wants to remember. I remember nothing of that book other than the fact that Kanan's horny the whole time.
Kanan, well, he's also, like...
Or is that just the book? It's just him being horny.
Well, Kanan's all, like, yeah, he's, like, a simp, obviously. He simps for Hera, like, the whole book. But he's also, like, she's the reason he started fighting in the Rebellion to begin with.
I kind of remember that. I also remember Rey Sloane's in there, and she's cool. But besides that, I don't remember shit about that book.
Without Hera Syndulla... Kanan would have never joined the Rebellion, which means Ezra would have never have found out he was a Jedi or Force-sensitive.
Ezra would still be... And Ezra Thrawn would still just be chilling.
Wouldn't be in the unknown regions, wrapped with his ship wrapped around by a bunch of purple. So Harrison Duel is the reason for everything.
He would still have his TIE Defender thing going on, because the whole reason that happened is...
Without Harrison Dula, things would be so different. If you think about, like, the chain reaction of everything. But also, Kanan wouldn't be dead.
No, but, like, okay, but another thing I remember is, like, the first thing that Kanan fell in love with of Hera was her voice, and that was the first thing that he ever recognized about her. And then in the end, because he was blind, her voice was all he had.
Can you stop talking?
No.
Stop talking. Don't say that. What's wrong with you?
Absolutely nothing.
Why would you break? Why?
Remember, I'm rereading Dark Disciple right now. I'm in angst.
Why?
It's Star Wars, and we love, but it always ends badly. That's what happens.
No, Calizeb ended really well. actually.
Okay, that's the only one that actually
ended. Kalisev ended
good.
Really well.
But yeah, Annie Dalla, yeah, that ended terribly.
What do you mean? The ending was great.
Yeah. Oh yeah, even when they're happily ever after and
they got married.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, they're on Naboo with their twins. It's fine. They're doing great.
Obi-Wan and Satine, they ended great.
Yeah. Yeah. Quirky.
Oh my god, poor Obi-Wan. This poor fucking man.
Poor man. Oh my god.
Can we discuss the Kenobi show?
Yes, because that's also my Joker. And can we kiss it? My two Jokers are coming out 15 days apart.
I love Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I'm so excited to see a show all about him.
Do we think Ventress is going to show up? In a flashback. It would have to be a flashback. But
I hope there's not a bunch of flashbacks. I don't want flashbacks to take up the whole entire show, but just an episode where it's just...
When it comes to, like, what the quote-unquote antagonist is going to be, I feel like his antagonist of the show is just going to be him dealing with his trauma mm-hmm. and grief, which will lead to flashbacks because it's him reliving everything.
Yeah.
And, like, this is a show where flashbacks would actually make sense, though, because it is just him dealing with everything while he's, like, being a hermit on Tatooine. And if this is how live-action Ventress comes in...
Well, we know there's going to be Inquisitors, but we know it's not going to be Trilla Siduri. But she was used in the concept art. I can't speak. She was using the concept art, and that was everything to me. That was my Joker moment. And I made a TikTok about it, and everyone was like, this is so exciting. I'm like, yeah, but she's not actually going to be in it, because Plo Koon was in the concept art for The Mandalorian. And obviously, it wasn't Plo Koon, it was fucking Luke Skywalker. Plo Koon's dead.
Yeah, you know who is going to show up in Kenobi? You know who is? Quinlan Vos. Him and Kenobi are besties.
Hondo, if I see Hondo, I'll start crying. I feel like live action Hondo would scare me.
He needs to show up. He needs to show up in live action, and Kenobi's also where it makes most sense. So yeah, he needs to show up in live action. Quinlan Vos needs to show up in the Bad Batch also, because he could help the Batch somewhere. They run into this ex Jedi, and he's just kind of running around. And that way, more people can actually know who Quinlan Vos is, because, like, no one knows who he is, because he's in one episode
of Well, maybe Clone people Wars. Should watch all of the Star Wars shows and not watch just the movies. Have they considered that?
That, too. But then again, it's only one episode of Clone Wars. And I'm like, hey, you should, like, read the book. And then people are like, no, that involves effort. And I'm like, but it's Quinlan Vos. So he needs to show up in Kenobi.
You need more content.
I need more Quinlan Vos. Although if he shows up, I probably will pass out and you'll never hear from me again.
Oh jeez. Oh gosh.
I'd already imagine is like he'd show up and I know my phone would just start like flaring up as everyone's just like checking in on me to make sure I'm still alive. Just the concept of Hayden coming back is already too much to handle, but, you know.
For those of you that can't see, Kels is doing a thumbs up.
I'm crying.
I want to, and, you know, Fax Man is going to despise me for saying this. I want to know when the Bad Batch is coming out, because I will be honest. No. Like, that energy of, like, when the Bad Batch season 1 was out, that energy, like, I thrived off of that energy. Like, I loved making TikToks every single week about the Bad Batch. Like,
Bad Batch era TikTok was peak.
It was so fun. And I'm not saying the Book of Boba Fett TikTok wasn't fun. It was great, but for me, like, the Bad Batch was just, like, it was everything. Because it just became everything for me. And fucking Crosshair, but we don't talk about Crosshair. No.
We're still on that platform.
We don't talk about Crosshair. Oh, wait. But yeah, that's going to be the title of this episode. Crosshair.
Quinlan Vos saves Crosshair from the platform.
Oh my god, it's canon.
Quinlan Voss is out here saving everybody.
I'm writing down, we don't talk about Crosshair, so I don't forget.
He couldn't save Ventress, but he can save everyone else.
Ooh. And I oop.
Oop, oh, oh shit.
And I oop.
I didn't say that. Didn't say that.
And I oop.
Sorry. Spoiler? Who? What?
Spoiler where?
Okay. Spoiler where?
I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think there was one. Yeah, okay.
No.
Oh my God, I need to shut up.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Alright. Yes, we don't talk about Crosshair. Oh, do you want to... I think we should take a quiz.
We should.
Okay. So, so fun fact to the listeners. This episode was supposed to happen pre-Valentine's Day, but we both were just having a time, and so we're doing it now. So what we're doing, this is the official Star Wars which Star Wars couple are you and your partner? And since me and Becca are both single, we decided partner as in who are us two as a podcast duo? What Star Wars couple are the two of us?
Oh my God. All right.
So I guess this means we have to like pick the same answers though. But
yeah, we'll have to, like, I have it up just so I can like see it too, but we'll like, we can take turns reading the questions and discussing.
Yes. So this is, yes, we're figuring out who we are, what Star Wars couple we are. Okay. Do you want to go first?
How did you and your partner meet? At work, through friends, online, and how do you pronounce that word?
Serendipity? I don't know what that is.
That's not a word.
Online.
Anyways, online. Yeah.
We did meet online. Okay. Technically, we're through a friend, though, because I think Fax Guy was how we ended up meeting, but it's fine.
But, like, that's technically online, because I met Fax Guy through online because someone tagged me in one of his videos during his Pride Month thing.
Same! That's how the squad started.
The Fax Guy is bringing lesbians together.
This podcast only exists because of Fax Man.
For real. He gets all the if we ever become like famous because of this podcast, he'll have to get like a cut of whatever we get.
I'll give him a penny. Okay. Oh, what are we doing for a date? What do we have for a date night accessory? A cape, an intricate headpiece, a basic hat, or a statement earrings?
Well, I know you would pick like a cape or something.
I just really want the basic hat.
I'll do, yeah, because I like beanies. So we'll do a basic hat.
Okay.
Okay. Where in the Star Wars galaxy would you like to spend your anniversary? Naboo, Canto Bight, the local cantina, traveling on the Millennium Falcon.
Naboo!
Yeah. I mean, I would either that or the Millennium Falcon, but we'll do Naboo.
Yeah, we'd have to do it in, like, that the waterfalls.
We'll do
we
Naboo.
We could have a gay little picnic.
In a field, like Anakin and Padme.
Okay, pick a date night activity. Watching a movie, a romantic picnic, listening to music, or playing.
We just said a romantic picnic, so I feel like we have to pick that one, or we're terrible.
I promise I did not read that question before I said that. Oh my God.
Okay. There was a technical difficulty. But we're back, we are reading the next question. What kind of food is your favorite to share? Pizza, sushi, dim sum? I don't know what that is. Tacos, which I would eat.
Pizza!
Yeah, we'll do pizza, because pizza's a fan favorite. And, well, there's vegan versions of probably all of these foods, but pizza's good.
Pizza is good. Oh, how would you describe your partner? Oh, God. I look at these words, and one of them has me crying. Headstrong, hopeful, furry.
If you say that about... If you say that about me... I think we're both... pretty, like, headstrong.
Yeah.
We're gatekeepy.
We're gatekeepy. The amount of times I have said that I will gatekeep Anakin from men this week is a lot.
As you should. You should gatekeep Anakin from men this week, and the next week, and the following week.
Every week.
And every day, 24/7.
I will also gatekeep Hayden Christensen, because I don't trust fans with him.
You should gatekeep him.
They They bullied him so much he went off and quit acting and went out of, lived on a farm.
You know, for a hot second.
I know. I'm glad he's back, but you know, farm Hayden.
Oh my god, okay. This next question. How would your partner describe you? Scruffy looking, wise, breathtaking, or stubborn?
Stubborn.
I was just thinking stubborn.
Oh, what did you do last Valentine's Day? Oh boy. Celebrated alone, started a fight, planned a nice dinner, went to the theater.
Celebrate alone.
Celebrated alone.
What is your ideal Valentine's Day gift? Jewelry, clothing, a game, nothing but time to relax. Well, like, if I wanted an actual, don't get me started, because I could go on a whole rant about what I want for Valentine's Day, but, like, in general, I would love to relax as Same. Someone who works 5 days a week.
Give me time to sleep.
Okay, we're gonna do that. Okay, your turn.
Oh, boy. What's your love language? Acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation. Quality time!
We just need to find, yeah, well, mine are, gifts, quality time, and words of affirmation. So which one did you say? Yep.
Mine's quality time.
I'll do that one, because we have that in common.
We're Peli Motto and...
You're proud of where you came from. I don't even want to finish.
I'm the jealous.
What the fuck? I wish I could show...
Why is this so accurate? Jawas are gremlins and I'm a gremlin. I feel so seen right now. I'm also surprised this is like an option on this quiz.
This is okay. Anyways.
Why? It's so accurate. It's so accurate.
Oh god. Okay, well, on to the next quiz. That's terrible. Ooh. I was expecting like something like so great. And it was that.
But it's so on brand. Okay, this is a you quiz that was going around Twitter and our Discord. So, it's which Star Wars femme slash ship are you?
So are we taking this as individuals?
One, individually, yeah.
Okay.
These are, I love you quizzes. They're so chaotic. Fun. I feel like I should make one of my own one day, but I don't know.
There are 17 questions, so we're gonna have to go back and forth reading. I'll go first. My optimal femme slash ship is healthy. We deserve good rep. Toxic as fuck. All the fun ships are healthy. That's because I prefer fluff. Nothing to do with rep. Dumb as a box of bricks. It's fine. We love them anyway. IDK about healthy, but they're not like awful to each other.
Dumb.
Either dumb or, dumb. Like, healthy.
Dumb as a box of bricks.
I'm gonna do healthy.
Okay. Politics. Have no place in a relationship and get left at the door. Are your job, which I, as your possible felony committing partner, don't actually understand, are the entire reason we're together... Sure do exist and affect our lives, huh? Deep sigh. Okay, let's go over why
authoritarian is
bad. One more time. I'm dyslexic, okay? I'm trying my best. It's a lot of words. Put the sword down, babe. We have to solve problems with words in this house.
I kind of like that last one.
Yeah, that last one's good.
I like that one. Optimal date. Picnic. Wine, dine, and fine. Someone just tried to kidnap me. Pass me the stunner. Okay. Graveyard. Shut up. No, this is great. Wine, dine, and fine. Oh, now you're trying to kidnap me. Babe, come on. Space flicks and chill. Of course I'll commit arson with you.
Come on. I'll commit arson with
you. Why do I like that? I like that one, too.
I love that the ones that I have are the ones that have a lot of words that I have to read out. Okay. Modern AU as middle schoolers on their first date, someone's the sugar, single mom and the preschool teacher, mob princess and the corporate lawyer, college setting, childhood friends to lovers, bodyguard AU, mood lighting thief and the FBI agent sent to catch them, possibly with the same identity shenanigans. One of them is on parole, and the other one is the parole officer.
I'm gonna do Mob Princess.
Bodyguard.
Valentine's Day. What are you doing? Oh boy.
What are you doing?
Kinky bed games. No, fancy dinner and a show. Chocolate, a classic. We don't do Valentine's Day. Homemade meal for the wife. Wait, was that shit today? I'm gonna do homemade meal.
No, but you know who would do kinky bed games? Ventures and her boyfriend. I had to be said. Okay. Probably, wait, shit, that was today. Anyway. Age differences are bad. I literally do not care. Just use time travel. Not my thing, but, like, I don't care that much. Just tag it. Many question marks.
I feel like this question is kind of vague because there's two different kinds. There's, like, age difference between, like, you're, like, 21 plus, and then age difference between, like, an adult and, like, a teenager. So I'm just gonna... I'm doing question marks. That's it. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Meaning we don't do minors and adults, but we'll do, like, if they're both adults. Fine. You know? Make it legal.
Height differences are overdone, made for exaggeration. Adora is taller than Catra, and I love it. I love it so much.
Meet me a girl who can kick my ass, kick ass for me, kick ass with me, not get herself into situations that need ass kicking in the first place. Kick my ass.
Not getting yourself into situations that need ass kicking in the first place.
My wife is venturous. I want someone to kick my ass, obviously.
Weapons of choice. Saber, sneaky blaster, big blaster, words. You know that meme where someone has to remove all the weapons to get into a place and it takes forever? That. I'm going to do sabers. One. I really like sabers.
The last one. Okay, again, the one that I have to read is the one with a lot of words. A girl. She's a little fucked up, though. I can fix her. I can make her worse. I can accept her for the murderous bitch she is. There's nothing wrong with her. I can support her as she fixes herself. I've known her 20 years, and I'm not even going to bother. This is her problem, and she'll handle it if she wants me to stick around. I'm as bad as she is, and we are going to about have some goddamn fun.
There's nothing wrong with her.
I'll accept her for the murderous bitch she is.
There's nothing wrong with Trilla Siduri. She did nothing wrong. Anyways, time to meet the parents. Quiet, but with feeling. Grimace emoji. My parents are going to love her. Parents? Question mark. Babe, come on. Don't hit on my dad. That went... Well, it went. The last one.
Yeah, it went. I want my femme slash. Sexy, nerdy, fighty, cute, evil, on fire. Sexy. I feel like we're both exposing ourselves at this point. At least I feel like I am.
I won't pick multiple ones. I really love cute. I'm gonna do cute. I'm gonna do that. Okay. Halloween couples costume time. Knight and princess. Royalty or old Hollywood. Celebrity costume. Sexy and then insert occupation. Something from a horror movie. WWE fighters. Angel and devil.
Celebrity costume. Those are always hilarious.
Ooh, knight and princess is cute. Or angel and devil. But no, Angel Devil's more like, I feel like more like best friends type. Like, I'll do Knight and Princess. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Engagement announcement. Oh boy. I love your ring. How long have we known each other? Basically all our lives. Several years. We're already married. Also this morning. A few weeks. I've known of her for a long time, but we haven't properly met until recently. Well, we've run into each other here and there in a sense that it all started, but we don't know each other until recently. I've known of her for a long time.
Yeah, I know of her. I like that one. Okay, era of choice. Prequels, but not really the Clone Wars. Prequels, but specifically the Clone Wars. The Bad Batch, Imperial Rebels, Original Trilogy, The Mandalorian, sequels. Okay, well, I'm doing The Bad Batch, Imperial Rebels.
Prequels, but not really the Clone Wars, since the prequels are kind of my brand at this point. Pick one. Opposites attract, similarities succeed. Not as familiar as you think we are, not as different as you think we are.
Not as different as you think we are. I like that one.
Yeah, same.
The inherent... why are these words so big? Not big, but it's just a lot. And it's like...
inherent eroticism.
Inherent eroticism. Why was that so hard for me to comprehend? The inherent eroticism of tilting her chin up with a...
That one.
Breaking it.
I don't need to know the other ones, actually, but that one.
No. I'm going to read the other ones for everyone else. Breaking and entering, changing the world, dying in her arms, tilting her chin up with a sword, obviously.
Tilting her... Oh my god.
That's something Fennec Shand would do.
I'm Leia and Fennec!
What did I get? Where is it? Oh. Omega and Hera.
Honestly? That's okay. Yours is literally so cute. Mine is, you just wanted to see calmly angry ladies shooting things.
You want scrappy teenagers so raised in revolutionary groups to teach each other how to hotwire cars?
Honestly, that's so on brand.
Oh my god. And then it has, like, all the other percentages. 11% of Bo-Katan and Ahsoka.
Mine's also Bo-Katan, Ahsoka. Wait, mine too.
And then I have Leia and Fennec.
Barriss and Ahsoka.
Barriss and Ahsoka. Shaak-Ti and Shmi. Ayla and Ventress. Trilla and Ahsoka. No, Trilla with me.
Are you telling me that there's a femme Annie Dala, there's an Annie Dala, but it's Padme and Trans Anakin? That's an option and I didn't get it.
I got Leia and 1% Leia and Kira.
Honestly, I see that. Han's girls just fall in love with each
other. I didn't know that Trilla and Ahsoka was a thing and I don't like it. I'm gonna be honest. I like them as, like, they could be, like, besties or, like, be in passing. Like, you know, oh, like, you're trying to kill me. Huh? Oh, no. No.
Ventress and me.
Not me, not your ship. I mean, I'm still, like, I didn't know that that was a...
So offended.
No, to everyone who ships Trilla and Ahsoka, I have some words, and those words are stop. Stop doing that. No, absolutely not. Leia and Fennec. What? What?
That's what I got.
Leia and Biker Chick. No, not Leia and Biker. Fennec and Biker Chick. My brain got them scrambled. Fennec and Biker Chick. No, that's
Biker Chick
the ship.
And that one girl from Freetown.
Yeah.
They flirted.
When Fennec said the manners line, a part of my soul ascended.
I had to pause it and just sit there for a second. Like, oh my god.
And, like, that scene is so important to me.
Oh, it's so good.
And she knew what she was doing when she said that.
She knew what she was doing when she said that. And Biker
Chick, because I don't remember her name, was staring at her. She was like, oh, wait.
Homegirl was having a
She had a gay awakening.
She was having a gay awakening right there, and I was like, I support this, girl, you go. Live your dreams.
Live your dreams, bestie. Live your truth.
Live your little gay dreams.
Out. Oh, jeez. This whole time we've been recording, it's just been Kels showing their Ventress action figure.
Because I don't have a Quinlan, because it doesn't exist. There's no Quinlan merch. There's one pin that I found on Etsy, but it's like of Legends Quinlan, so he looks like Tarzan. Wait here, I'll go find a picture of it. I almost want to get it, but he's just like, I don't know. Let's see. Hold on, I will have to show you. Oh boy, where is it? Okay, I did find a Quinlan Vos Lego though. Look at him.
Did you get it?
No, not yet. But he's really cute.
Get it.
Just have my little,
right now.
Have my Ventress and a little Quinlan Lego.
That makes sense. Just based off of what you say about them, that makes sense.
It's Quinlan in his Tarzan era. Legends Quinlan Vos is like feral, and it's almost kind of funny. But I don't know. I like Carradine Quinlan Vos because he's like a surfer dude that kind of has like a little who like is little really cocky. So, the way he tries to flirt with Ventress, he thinks he's all that, and Ventress is just like, "You're so dumb. Shut up. I hate you." And calls him idiot lovingly. That's their dynamic, and that's why they're the best.
Oh.
You're just staring at me now.
My brain doesn't know what else to say. I mean, I'm looking at the notes. Do we have any other thoughts we have on the Book of Boba Fett? We talked about some of it. I will say that, like, when Grogu and Din reunited, I cried because I know I
So
talk
good.
about Grogu capitalism a lot, and it makes it seem like I don't like Grogu, but he's actually one of my favorite characters. He's also a comfort character, as well as Rey Skywalker. So when Din got so, you could hear it in his voice, and then Grogu saved everyone. Grogu saved literally
Oh my god,
everyone.
no, but like when he's just like when Pelly's just like, "Look who's here," and like Din's little what, and
And
they
then
just like search the
Grogu uses
horde,
the
I cried.
Force to jump into Din's arms.
He couldn't jump for Luke, but he could jump for his dad.
That's what I'm saying. And like a lot of people are like disappointed that Grogu chose Din because like, well, Luke lost his first student. He's probably so upset. I'm like, he'll get
Luke
more
doesn't
students and
care.
then they'll die.
Luke is fine. I know, literally. No, what
Grogu
I
dodged a
think.
bullet.
What I
Literally.
really want. He did. He really did. No, because what I'm thinking is, I don't know how likely this is going to be. Either he's going to be like a Mando Jedi. Because, like, the original Jedi that made the Darksaber was a Mandalorian. So he was a Mando Jedi. So like, they could bring that concept back. But I'm also really on board with the fact that Grogu's master is gonna be Ezra, and Ezra's gonna train him the way Kanan trained him. And like that way he could like be a Jedi and have an unconventional training, but he's able to like give into his attachments and is
Yeah.
able to still be with Din. And like that's I would love that because and then
Yeah.
Ezra would be such a good master
And
too.
Luke's a good master. He
No, yeah, Luke's
is.
a great man.
But.
He definitely is trying to follow more of the Jedi Order and like
Yeah.
the more conventional way of doing
And
it,
then he gets older in the sequels, and he's like.
which obviously leads to the sequels and his downfall. Because even Luke in the sequel says that the reason he failed is because he tried to repeat the sins of the past of the Jedi Order instead of everything else. When Kanan just went with the whole different dynamic of like, yeah, I have a family. And here, I'm gonna also train you, and then Ezra's gonna do the same thing.
And like that's what I'm, cause I made a TikTok talking about like the attachment thing, and some people are like, you don't get it. Like, Jedi are allowed to like have connections with people and stuff. They just can't be attached to them. I'm like, I mean, you literally, I, it's the like when you have a connection with someone, you're attached to them in some way.
This is why you should read High Republic because they talk about this really, really well about the whole attachment thing, and it makes a lot of sense. And they have a healthy relationship with attachments in the High Republic. Just saying.
See, this
That's my
is
plug. That's my plug.
like, because I'm like, why can't Grogu be both a Jedi and love his dad and be with his dad? Like, and some people are getting mad at Luke. I'm like, no, he's just doing it based off
Luke
of his
doesn't know.
training, based off
Luke
of
doesn't know.
his
Yeah.
knowledge.
He has very limited knowledge, and he's reading the Jedi texts, and he's going off of what Yoda tells him. And he also doesn't know the full downfall of the Jedi Order. So he doesn't he has this idealistic, positive, naive view of the Jedi Order and doesn't know its faults because no one's ever showed him, because obviously he like was tiny when it happened. So like obviously he doesn't know that this will lead to his downfall. So like it's not his fault.
Yeah. I'm
That he's doing what he thinks is best. Kanan did what he thought was best. Everyone's gonna do what he thinks is
well,
best. And like that's what it's nothing bad about
it's
it.
a good metaphor for religion in general. Because there's so many different like branches of religion and so many different like perceptions, like you there's so many different like perspectives of it. So like there's no one way to do it, and there are some ways that are good and there are some ways that are not, I guess.
Yeah. Like, Luke didn't mean it in, like, a terrible
mean way. No, definitely not.
Yeah, which some people are like, he was so mean. I'm like, no, like, he gave him a decision. I'm sure, like, when he chose the armor, like, Luke was chill with that, and he let him choose it, and he wasn't, like, angry about it.
Because he could probably sense that Grogu was, like, conflicted.
Yeah, so he let Grogu choose what he wanted, and then let Grogu go off and do that.
Can we talk about, Grogu's literally older than Luke. And Luke was, like, talking to him, like,
He's the same age as Anakin. Him and Anakin are the same age.
And you know what? I wish Luke would have picked up Grogu more often, because making that little thing walk, and, like, Grogu was struggling in that scene, and it kind of annoyed me. I'm like, Luke, you're being such a dick. Luke Skywalker is something. I'll tell you.
We love him, though.
We do. We do. Gay man. No, Luke, no actual Luke slander. Like, we'll, I'll jokingly make fun of Luke. I will never actually slander him. Ever.
Luke is a gay little guy.
He's doing his best. Exactly.
And we love him for it. He's still trying to also cope with the trauma of his dad. And so, like, you know, that's valid.
Mm-hmm. So he's probably like, attachments, not good. At all. Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. He's like, oh, look how that ended for my dad. Not great. I'm like, it makes sense why you're afraid of attachments, because it really ended terribly for your father, so.
But, like, I'm thinking, I'm like, didn't you have attachments to Leia and Han?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to know, I would love to see what they were doing during that time. That's important to me.
I think that's what that new Han and Leia book is going to be.
What? Han and Leia book?
Where were you on Valentine's Day? There was an announcement about Han and Leia book that's coming out in August. That was the big announcement. Oh my God. Because Star Wars book stands keep on winning. No, but actually right now, because like, right, Leia and Han have like a 4-year-old Ben running around.
Ew.
And then Leia's like in politics and stuff.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I don't like Kylo Ren or Ben. Whatever variation of that character, I don't like.
I think Ben's interesting, actually. And I would like some more books or content of, like, young Ben and seeing more of Jedi Ben. I feel like that would be interesting.
Maybe I don't like the way, and this is no offense to Adam Driver, maybe I just don't like the way that he portrayed him.
That's valid.
Because I just see this angry man, and I always have trauma with angry men, so I'm like, ew, no, I don't like you at all.
That's valid. But yeah.
No offense to Kylo and Ben stans. It's just my opinion. Everyone's allowed to like what they like and dislike what they dislike. Unless it's Rey Skywalker. If you dislike her, you're wrong.
If you dislike Anakin Skywalker, you're also wrong. But if you also romanticize his anger issues and mental illness, you're also wrong. And I hate you. And you're the reason us Anakin stans have a terrible rep.
Anakin stans are doing their absolute best.
Anakin stands are the worst, and I say that as one, because there's a reason
the good ones are doing their absolute best.
True, yeah, the ones that, like, actually, yeah, because there's the ones that, like, excuse everything he's ever done, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then there's the ones that romanticize all his bad parts, and, like, call him whiny, and I'm like, that is a traumatized child, what are you doing? And then there's the ones that, like, he didn't do anything wrong, it was, like, him falling dark, so it wasn't his fault. I'm like, he literally chose it, like, yes, he was groomed and abused by Palpatine, and yes, the council fucked up a little bit on some things in the Clone Wars, but he still, in the end, was given a choice, mm-hmm. and he chose the dark side repeatedly. So yes, there were contributing outside factors, but, like, he still could have chosen the light in several situations, but he didn't, exactly. So...
Like, Ezra was starting to choose the dark side, but then he got pulled out of it, like... He listened to Kanan. He chose to listen to Kanan. And he became... Like, Ezra became a really great Jedi and a great leader because of it.
Quinlan Voss also has the same thing. You should... Yeah.
Quinlan Voss and Ezra are best friends.
Oh my God. The chaos?
Oh, yeah.
That's a duo I now need. Oh my God. I need Quinlan Voss to come in and be like, hi, I'm this Jedi that's still living. And Ezra's like, cool, you're my new, like, uncle. and we're gonna be besties. Quinlan Vos in the Bad Batch, Quinlan Vos in Ahsoka, Quinlan Vos in Kenobi. Put him in everything. We can make so much money off of that man, and then I can actually get merch. Dave Filoni, hire me. I will create a Quinlan Vos TV series, and I will make you rich. You know, you probably already are rich, but I'll make you richer.
So, the app is, like, glitching. It's still recording, but it's starting to, it was, like, going black, and then, so I don't know what picked up and what didn't. I think that's our sign from the universe, unfortunately, because I don't want it to crash.
Yeah. Anyway, read Star Wars books, because they're the best form of Star Wars media, I said it.
And remember, we don't talk about Crosshair. No.
Quinlan Vos is gonna save him from the platform.
Oh, jeez. Alright, well, thanks for listening. We're glad to record another episode. We were going to last week, but I didn't feel like it. I lost all my energy. So that's why
we're doing it now. Here. A week later with belated Valentine's Day. You know what? It's fine.
It's fine. Because
it's very on brand for us, actually.
It is on brand. And I think everyone will appreciate it. So, thanks for listening. And read the Thrawn books. That's all I have to say.
Read all the books.
Read all the books. All the books in general. Which books? I don't know.
Stan Quinlan Vos.
Stan, not Crosshair. Because we don't like him. We don't talk about him.
I love him, but okay.
I do too, but I like to make fun of him more than anything else on the planet. Anyways, okay, yeah, we're gonna go. Bye. Have a great time wherever you are.